This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi guys, I'm Kate.
And I'm Joe.
Today we talk about vibing with dolphins, the Jews, and religion versus spirituality.
Hey guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs, and I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Fried, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. You're going to love it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we have a special guest.
Scott Sharp is here.
Hi everybody. This feels weird because we had a podcast in here.
Yeah, so going actually, deep. Before you.
You're like the new me.
He's my original.
Glad I got the fuck out. I saw your face during the last one, and I was like, I'm so
glad. Yeah, but you
glad.
And I never fought like that. So Scott
that
and
was
I
a
used
problem,
to.
Right?
That was like, the problem. Yeah, they wanted us just, to fight.
Right.
And we were like, we get along too well.
They're like, say things that'll make Kate be like, you're the worst.
Yeah. Well, then we brought Nathan into it.
And he crushed it.
Yeah. Yeah, so me, it was Nathan got in there, too. It was me,
called
Scott.
Going Deep?
Going Deep. It was like an all-sex topic podcast.
It was a disaster.
It wasn't that bad, you ask.
What'd you guys go into, like, detail about, like, anal?
No, we just talked. I mean, sometimes we have a whole podcast where we get into, like, sex stuff. So it was just, like, every time we talked more
that's
about
why it
sex
was.
Thing.
It just wasn't sustainable. You can't
no.
just talk about...
How much
I
sex
would want
can
to.
You
right.
talk about?
Exactly. No, like, no, no,
it's all repetitive after a while.
It's just, like, friction.
No.
Right,
and then, yeah, and then they thought we got along too well.
Yeah.
Which we did.
I never
like, we had,
I never had
similar...
the Nathan where I'm like, say something where you're like, ew, pig! And then, like, you, like, cheer and...
Yeah, no, we just...
It was just like, yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah, no, but we had... You're making it like it was the most boring
yeah,
where I
were,
said something and he's like, I agree.
You
like,
were into, like, the spiritual...
I wasn't very into the spiritual shit
yet. You weren't enlightened
yet.
This is, like, a whole new Kate.
I was into it, but I hadn't really come out of the closet much.
Closet.
Like, I hadn't really
you're
owned
still in
it.
There.
So when you guys started this podcast...
That's about when I was starting to own it.
Oh, yeah, it was rough in the beginning.
You're the worst.
He's just like, what have I gotten myself
No, yeah, because he didn't really, you didn't know me that well. Because in our, we met through Elite Daily, where we did a lot of these videos, like, on, like, the friend zone. So, like, he didn't know what a fucking weirdo I am. So he was like, yeah I'll do this. We'll, you know, have fun. And then I feel like four episodes in, you were like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ, there's, like, all this... I didn't know what the hell was going on. There was a lot of podcasts where I just sit here and I'm just kind of like, just learning, just taking it all in.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right.
I can never tell if he's bored or if he's genuinely like into it learning.
I get that a lot.
Where people don't know if you're bored
or
not.
Yeah, they have no idea. But I don't know. I'm just not a, when I'm taking information in, I'm just like silent, stone faced. You know what I mean? I'm not like bored.
Yeah. He's surprisingly cool about how weird we get. I tell you, I had a weird...
Because it's interesting. Imagine hearing about something you have no fucking idea, like, even existed. You're like, what?
Well, when you come up to me, you always say, like, two things that I kind of agree with, and then you jump, you're like, yeah, everything is energy. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds, you know, kind of good. And then, like, you say something else, and then you're like, I'm a wolf from the future. And you're like, wait, what, Kate? Like,
I've never said that, but that's amazing. I believe
She has two warm-ups, and then the third
yeah,
one. She's
exactly.
like, let's see how far I can push this.
Right, you're like, I'm on board. Jesus, Kate.
Yeah, no, it goes far real quick. And I'm intense. Listen,
there's a higher power, is energy. I am a dragon as well. So,
like, all right.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. We've had our friend Michael Blaustein on here, and we were talking on FaceTime, and I was actually telling him the story I'm about to tell. And I like jumped again where I was saying something that he was on board with. And I was like, so then aliens. And he was like, yo, calm the fuck down. He's like, you can't just go into aliens. He's like, tell me about these. Like, what are you talking about?
What did you tell me the last time we were at?
Well, I went into your last name about Sharp, and I said a lot of times we're born with our names for a reason. Like, they have symbolism attached to it. So sharp, it's like cutting through. Like, you have the ability through your comedy to cut through someone's thoughts and, like, really get whatever concept
but
you want.
But is everyone
across.
In my family? Am I just the
not
one?
Not necessarily.
Some people don't.
Some people don't own that vibration. Or maybe it is them deep down, but they never really get to their true self. They're wearing a mask.
He's already like, all right, I'm checking out.
No, I'm sorry.
No, he's just sad that he's got a fucking boring ass last name.
I was going to ask what the fuck mine meant because
does he live up to his vibration?
Joe's pretty dope. Like, whether it's the name's pretty typical, but like, he's got a whole other thing going on. It's just so frustrating. Because
a whore?
A hole, not a whore.
I heard whore.
A hole. I meant whole other thing. Like, he's a very powerful spiritual being. He just, for whatever reason, hasn't really gone there yet or tapped
Jesus.
In or appreciated me. But it's fine.
Damn,
it's a lot
Joe.
To live up to.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he's dope.
Well, good.
Thank you, Kate.
Friendship.
They're touching.
Reunited.
They're touching palms.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Touched.
It's all better. Yeah, your body language. You guys are like facing each other.
No, it's when Nathan comes on. He always chooses Nathan. Always. Okay. Get it together.
Yeah. Someone has anyway. To disagree with the wolf from the future with all the answers, though.
That's
right?
True. Thank you. See, we do get along.
I think like it's
even if
something.
You're bullshitting me. Well, okay. Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
So I met up with a friend and his girlfriend and read both of their tarot cards. He's not super into spirituality. But he was like, you know, down for me to
open
do it all.
To it, right.
Yeah. So we're going and then, you know, he was down with a lot of the weirdness. And then I mentioned alien stuff. And I said, I'm an alien. Do I really think I'm an alien? I don't even know what that. No, I know I'm a human, everyone. Just so everyone knows, I'm a human.
I love how you have to like
do I have
say
connections
that.
To aliens? Absolutely. Anyway, but I was teasing and I said something
Wait,
about
hold
being
on.
An alien.
What? Absolutely. What? What are the connections with
1,000%.
The aliens? 1,000%. You can't just skim over your yes. connections with the aliens.
Am I connected to aliens? Obviously.
Okay,
am I
aliens?
A person?
Okay,
yes.
I'll get into this
Do
first.
I communicate with aliens? Absolutely. Yeah. Now here's the story.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of aliens, and then we'll finish the story. So we're at a place in humanity where the energy is changing. The vibration, the frequency is like picking up, you could say. We're evolving. And there are other beings in the universe that are already more evolved. They've evolved past where we're at. And they are helping with the assistance of us evolving. So do I like talk to them? No. But like when I first got into spirituality, any article that vibrated with me was always channeled through a woman, or not just one woman, different people that channeled a particular alien race. When I first found those articles, I didn't even know that. I was like, oh, fuck, this is describing exactly how I feel and what I think is happening. And then when I saw it was being channeled, I was like, fuck, I'm nuts. You know what I mean? But like that, it just speaks to me. And like a lot of the people I meet feel that they have connections to certain alien races, whatever. So that's what I mean. I don't directly talk to them.
So you read an article, you feel a little thing in your gut.
It's communicate. It's like
it's
it vibrates.
Like I just talk to an alien.
Kind of.
I mean,
so connections with aliens.
That's the stuff that I sort
misleading.
Of get lost on.
It's a misleading
like,
title.
I like.
Say.
I think vibes are real. What you know, bit. Vibrations.
Okay, I vibe hard with. I vibe hard with Arcturian aliens.
I
How
like,
about that?
But look at what if aliens are just like cows or something? Like
I
they're
also
just roaming
vibe
grass
hard with wolves
from the future.
No. Actual wolves that
present day
Earth.
Wolves
you might as well make it from the future it's
Wait,
already
how do you vibe
so
with them?
Crazy
how do you vibe with wolves I've never seen a wolf in my entire life
no not like I've never met one but like some people are dolphins
met
people.
One at a
no,
bar
no some people like really vibe hard with like mermaids or dolphins or like they're for
yeah
whatever.
And those people gotta have should go to counseling
no it's not true
wait mermaids aren't real
yeah but they vibe hard with whatever that energy actually represents
oh
mermaid energy
okay
Right, half fish,
so there's
no
there,
genital.
There was actually
things.
A guy. There was a guy.
That's what who, I vibe with.
What was the show? Oh, My Strange Addiction. Guy, I guess vibed pretty fucking hard with mermaids because he bought this like expensive ass suit that he would go to like this watering hole or whatever the fuck you want to call it and put on like a flipper.
So you would think you think this guy is spiritually healthy?
No. I'm not saying every person who thinks that they talk to aliens or mermaids or whatever.
Oh no, this
is
guy
healthy.
Thinks he's a mermaid.
I'm not saying that. But like these things in different dimensions exist. We are in one dimension. There are all different other dimensions out there. So do I think that there's probably a dimension where mermaids do exist? Yeah. I don't know. So if someone vibes with a mermaid, it could mean that maybe they were one in a past life, or they, or in a future life, or maybe there's just something about that energy, or like something maybe about water. Like people are very connected to the moon, which could mean, you know, it's they're connected to their fertility or water because the moon directly affects the tides.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure, but it's there's something within you. Like I vibe with fire, like whatever that means. I have a fiery personality.
That could just be a natural human thing, though, because when you see fire, you think of safety, you think of cooking, you know, it goes way back in our...
But I'm saying there's something in my personality that connects more with fire than it does water. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, in terms of who I am, my essence has a fieriness to it.
I just think that it's healthy to... If you're going to say there's all these dimensions and maybe you were a mermaid in a past life...
I didn't say I was maybe a mermaid, but although like, I wouldn't be against it.
I think you also have to say maybe the person is just a delusional weirdo.
Maybe.
Yeah, which is, I guess, okay.
I'm sure some of them are, and I'm sure some of them are not.
Yeah.
Seriously. We all have the, you know, capability to go crazy, whatever that means, which is actually leading to the thing I was going to say.
All right.
Because, you know... Okay, so I said that to this person about the alien thing, but I also said it very laughing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. because I don't want, once again, I don't think I'm an alien. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I was beamed here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he tells one of our friends.
I like this is the point where the podcast is where you're like, I don't think I'm an alien. And he nods on it. He's like, mm-hmm, cool.
Okay, so anyway, so he told one of our mutual friends, and our mutual friends comes and sees me at a comedy club, and he comes up to me and he's like, so I heard you think you're an alien, are you okay? But he said it like as if he really thought I was mentally ill, and I like lost it a bit, because which didn't make me seem any more sane. But it's like one of those things that
you're
when
like,
you get
I am not happy.
You don't understand.
Alien no, anytime you're called crazy happy. Anytime you're called crazy, it's hard to have a non-crazy response,
right?
Unless you're like actually just not fiery at all. And you're just like, no, I'm not crazy. I feel like that's how you'd respond. And you actually, if someone called you crazy, you'd be like, I'm not.
I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, beat it, dude.
Dope. Why would you get offended? Like, that's like something you should get offended by.
But
in, like,
I'm also not
grade.
Talking about warlocks on stage. You
I
know,
love warlocks.
What is a warlock?
I'm not even sure what that means.
It's like a man witch.
I thought it was like a half. It's like some big ass thing with tusks and shit.
Yeah, that could actually be one. Maybe they have different types of warlocks in different dimensions.
Oh my God.
Wrong crowd. I have to save this for when Allison, our shaman's on.
Does she believe in mermaids? Wasn't
because
there a show?
In all of it.
Is your son, I mean, this is like a actual question. Where do you, how far do you go with your son about this? Because.
Pretty far.
Really? So. I mean,
the way
I don't know
answer.
If it's
pretty far.
Does he go to school like my mom's an alien?
No, because he's pretty grounded. He knows like he knows that my beliefs, and I tell him, I'm like, this is not what most people think. Like a lot of people would think I'm crazy. That's cool. Like he knows he's so grounded. So he know. And his dad's not into this at all. And very like, quote unquote, logical. But like I'm saying, no, but what I mean
Wait,
by
what's
that
wrong with the illogical?
No, because some people hide behind
the douchey logic.
No, because some people hide behind facts and science as a way. No, but this is what I mean. You guys are the worst. This is what I mean
with
though.
All your facts and all your science.
Let me finish.
Ugh, yes.
Science and spirituality are connected. So that's what I mean. One doesn't, what do you call it? One doesn't like diss something the other.
Prove?
Yeah, thank you. One doesn't disprove the other. So they actually coincide. So when someone tries to use science as a way to disprove this other stuff, it's like, what are you fucking doing? That's like saying, like, I believe in love, so you can't fuck. Like, what are you talking about? Both go together. So that's what I mean. Like, he uses his logic as a way to say that stuff's crazy when it's not. Even aliens are not crazy. There is
no, it's
life
not crazy
at the bottom
we're
of the
out
sea.
There.
That's what I'm saying.
We're aliens.
The universe is vast. That's all
if
I'm saying.
If you're on a different planet, we're the aliens.
But that's what drives me nuts is people go, oh, that's insane. And I'm like, think about what people used to think it was insane that the Earth was a sphere. Like, we're just saying it's insane because our brains aren't used to that concept.
Now
so
it's
that's
going
what
back.
Bothers
have you
me.
We're
heard
back
the
to
whole,
flat?
Yeah. Have you heard there's a huge scene that are convinced that it's flat?
No, right. I know. We're friends with a dude who's like leading that movement.
So what's their... do they have... How do they back
you? I don't know, but like... more of a dimension. Earth is more of a dimension.
I had no answer for him because obviously I didn't like read up on this, but I'm like... I was like, fuck with him. He's like, what's up? I heard you thought the earth was flat. And he was like, when you look at it... Like, he just started quizzing.
Yeah,
when you look at a horizon, what do you see?
Right.
Does it curve? I'm like...
Yeah, kind of. It does. Like, am I in a plane? It sort of seems like it does curve, right?
I don't know.
I honestly just think being open-minded in general is the best way to be. I'm not saying I believe that the earth is flat.
When I hear
something quote-unquote crazy, I don't just immediately dismiss it. I'm like, open. I'm like, let me hear what you have to say.
Right. I think that's smart.
So
that's like where that's where me and you on like the Venn diagram. I'm like, oh yeah, Kate's actually got some stuff. And then it's like, the warlocks come from the different dimensions. And I'm like, all right, Kate.
Who gives a
shit? But that's not even crazy. Everything is energy, and we're focused on a specific dimension. There are so many out there.
I watched a YouTube of the
flat
Earth.
We're in a multiverse.
Because I was like, I want to see what they're thinking. And it was like, the Earth is flat. And it was like, the horizon. And then 30 seconds in, it was like, and the Jews want you to believe that. It like took the hardest turn to just this, like the New World Order Jews want you to.
Well, anything that's based in fear, that's already a red flag.
And the fucking Jews.
If you look at the horizon, you'll notice the Jews.
That's what the Jews want you to think. That's where
that's
they started
losing.
That's
pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah. All those 4 hour, who's watching all those 4 hour YouTube? Yeah, they have like 25
Dude,
million
my
views.
My dad is. Do you know my dad? The other day, he actually emailed me and he goes, are you traveling in the next 2 weeks? And I'm like, why? And then he's like, and so I call, he doesn't answer me. No, he just goes, so just tell me if you're traveling 2 weeks. And he's psychotic. He loves this conspiracy shit. So I call him. I'm like, why are you asking me if I'm traveling within 2 weeks? And he's like, are you doing it? I'm like, no, but tell me why. And he's like, you really want to know? And I knew it then. I was like, okay, what's going on? And he's like, I don't know. I saw a YouTube video. I read up a couple things. And, you know, California might fall right into the Pacific within 2 weeks. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? This guy thinks that California is just going to fall off.
Yeah, I don't think it's a sudden
fall. In 3 days, by the way.
That's the other thing about how, like, you think the energy is changing, and I think that we have kind of a need to make our time here on the planet seem important, or maybe more important than it is. So what if this is, like, a snap and...
I mean, it is a snap.
Right.
Life is constantly changing and fleeting.
It's easy to be like, this is the times that
no,
are...
No, I hear... No,
you
no,
know,
no, no, no. Things are always...
There's going to be another
I hear you.
Billions of, you know, years once we're gone and...
I do think that we're in an exciting time, but I think there are going
to
be...
Explain to me why.
An infinite number of exciting times.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I can swallow
that. Would
that.
Be like if you're watching like a 20-hour long movie and there were a lot of cool scenes and you're like, oh, this is like a great scene that you're going to want to like... We're in a cool, quote-unquote, scene.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, the scene, because life's infinite and there are going to be tons of crazy events that happen.
Right.
You know? But it is a huge thing. Like, you even see it in politics with what's going on, with, like, Trump and then the Bernie and Hillary. It's like people are becoming more and more polarized. Like, something is happening where we're actually becoming more and more and more divisive, and then eventually it's going to snap and shatter, and people are going to actually have to become more connected. And one.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think that we're
going to... It might not be pretty. It might not be like a pretty transition.
When you're riding the train, when you look around at everyone in the train, can you really picture those people like changing and having like vibes and stuff?
I hear what you're saying.
You know?
But I think that's why I said I don't know if it's going to be pretty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I do think that the earth is shifting and changing.
Well, because of the Jews.
Those fucking Jews.
If you look at the horizon, it's the Jew World Order.
Jew
Why
World
does
Order.
Why does all those videos end in just anti-Semitic ramblings?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they all do. I don't really watch a lot of those. That's what I was saying. Like, a lot of the fear-based spiritual theories or conspiracy theories. I just I'm not interested. Anything that's based on like
I could see it's this person's fault. You getting into flat Earth.
It doesn't really matter to feel? Me. That's not my thing.
That's like
it doesn't matter like, if it's round or flat to me. We've got other shit to worry about.
It could
like,
be a triangle.
Healing
it wouldn't
and
even,
peace.
Why would that even? What is that changing? Someone's gonna go, the Earth is flat, and we go, yeah, you're right. And he goes, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, yeah. Well, just you still have to go to work. You still are sad about the thing, and you're gonna die soon.
That's what I mean.
Either way,
I'm
spent a lot of your life discovering the shape of this shit. Congrats.
Yeah.
It's
no.
Meaningless.
So for me, I'd rather focus on like, I think the biggest thing that people need to do is like heal and come into relationship with each other. I mean,
it's not going to happen because the amount of time we stare at screens has gone up every year, and it's not going to go the other way.
Yeah, but there's a positive and a negative to that. Well, I think as technology keeps increasing and as we like in a way it's so there's a positive and negative. The positive is as we almost fuse with phone technology, we are actually learning how to connect to each other in a more like singularity way.
Completely.
But not in the way that you're thinking. It's not I know what you're saying because it's way better. I don't want to use the word better. When you have a one-on-one conversation where your phone's away, that's real connecting.
Right.
But there's something going on with the phones
really
and being able to access
connect?
All your information.
No. You're sitting there lonely, scrolling, trying
what I'm
to...
No. I don't mean connecting in that way. I mean there's something about your phone and being able to access all types of information. That's what I mean by connecting. You're using one source to get information. And honestly, this is going to be another out there theory. My theory is it's almost preparing us for like telepathy and like communicating in
no,
a whole
I think
other
it's preparing
way.
Us for to where sitting in like a chair with what's it called?
Virtual
yeah,
reality.
Virtual reality. And you piss and shit in a bag or something and you never leave the chair.
Yeah, that would be sad because I feel like in a sense we
like
already are in virtual reality.
It's just going to come down to as soon as reality is better, which it's getting there, people's reality is terrible. They go to this shit job, and if they're on their phone or playing a video game. So as soon as it gets better, like you guys were talking about fucking robots, there's going to be people that are found dead and dehydrated with their dick limp in a robot because it's just they just
I agree that some people are going to go in that direction, but like, you know, we have a decent amount of listeners here, and Joe and I always talk about like
you
following
guys.
Your dream. Thank you. We always talk about like following your dreams and, you know, not doing what everyone else does. And there are tons of, especially, you know, younger people that listen to us that are like, thank you, I'm going to follow my heart.
Who does listen to this?
A lot of Joe's fans. He's a big YouTube star.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. I feel like I told. I feel like I. Yes, I feel like I told you this before I asked you to come on.
Yeah, I think you may have. I probably do.
Yeah, it's okay. Because I just feel bad because he hates it when I remind everyone he's a YouTube star. But it's my favorite thing. Like today, what did I say to you? I was like, I was like, don't forget we're meeting. We're.
That's why they got rid of me and got you because you're a YouTube star. They're like. Fuck this, dude. We need a YouTube star in here. I wish I was a YouTube star.
And look at those muscles.
I have 131 subscribers on YouTube.
Tell them how many Facebook.
How many do you have?
Facebook people you have.
This conversation ends now.
He hates talking about it. He all has right. like 3.5 million.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
those arms.
The mermaids. Or just
you fill out a t-shirt, man.
He gets so uncomfortable. No, he's fucking funny. He's been doing like YouTube videos for how long? Like 5-6 years?
Yeah.
And he fucking earns it.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube is one of my change the industry, I think, in one of the best ways. Because it's like instead of trying to
suck industry's
up,
ass.
Yeah, to that some dipshit, you can just be like, you know what?
I'm making my own shit.
Here's my own channel. Here's my biceps. All right.
He's not just eye candy, Scott.
No, I didn't think he was.
I'm right here, so.
Finish your story. What were you talking about?
So I have a lot of things. But my point was I love when he acts cocky because he's so the opposite with his shit. Like, he could be acting like the biggest douche cock bag ever. Okay.
What is this
word? No, just let it go. Just let it go. Just keep letting it go.
Douche cock bag?
Douche cock bag. So, like, I made it up just now.
You're so proud.
I'm brilliant.
You're so grounded.
So, I can't even think of words today. I resent that. Anyway, that wasn't the word. I told him today, I was like, don't forget we're recording at 4. And he's like, I thought it was 4:30. I was like, fuck, that's what I meant. Sorry. And he just goes, you better be. I'm Joe Santagato. And I was like, yes!
That's a great name to pull that
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm fucking
like,
Joe
you
Santagato.
You know who my fucking father is?
He's also Joe.
Joe Santagago.
The conspiracy theorist.
Hey, this is Damian Lemon from In The Conversation.
And this is the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
And alongside with Vladimir Camaño, we present In The Conversation, the podcast.
Yeah.
If you like shit talk on a professional level, you're going to love In The Conversation.
That's right.
And you can find In The Conversation on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you go to listen to podcasts. Even if you listen through someone else's door. That's creepy, but we appreciate the support.
And we at ya.
Peace.
Anyway, so I forget what we were talking about.
I don't know if you ever ended your story.
What was my story?
Who the fuck knows?
Oh, well, he's just called me crazy, and like I ended up acting crazy, which sucks, because I'm like, well, now I just proved his point. But
that was my point with the
no, but it's
maybe
very,
don't go, you know.
From zero to 80?
Yeah.
It's hard.
You gotta ease into it.
It's hard.
Dip your foot in.
That's why I like hanging out with people who are like so into this
like
shit
Everything is energy like that, I think.
Everything is energy.
Right. That's where I think it's, you know.
That's where you stop my first sentence.
Everything's energy, and then.
How do you feel at this point?
What's the craziest thing that you think is true? Go.
I think that the universe.
She was like, hey, being called crazy. What's the craziest thing that you believe in?
Yeah. This is going to be great.
I think that the universe is within us. I think we are the universe. We are the observers. So everything you're experiencing, it's like a hologram reality. Everything you're experiencing, in a sense, is within you. It's also real. Like, don't get me wrong, but it's like you have way more control and say over your environment than you realize.
I don't think that's even close to the craziest thing you believe in.
Do you blame it on the Jews?
I think the Jews are all aliens. I think the Hebrews were actually kind of an advanced alien race. I'd go with that for sure.
Wait, really?
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
I'm serious.
So the Jews
are
the
aliens?
No, I
don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what it's... Because now it's like the Jews... There are lots of theories out there.
By the way, saying the Jews is hilarious to
me. I'm allowed to
because
I'm Jewish.
Is that, like, offensive?
If a non-Jew said the Jews, it could be. Depends on
because
the person.
Because I said that to Tyler once. I was like, do you Jews do Easter?
You say it like that.
I think the hand motion and the disgusted
yeah,
face
the disgusted
is more.
The face was way worse.
He's, he's fucking Jews. He's.
No, it was more.
I don't
of
even
like,
know how to describe the hand motion.
Do you fucking assholes? No, but I don't know. I didn't do this, but I was just kind of like, do you Jews do
You still are saying it with a face.
Because it's a confused face. I'm like, I'm not sure. Oh. It's not like,
looks like
I'm
you just smell
piss. Don't.
Joe, you could pretty much say anything, and I wouldn't be offended because I know you wouldn't mean it that way. Like, even if you were trying to act anti-Semitic, I'd be like, he's not anti-Semitic. Like, you're so not racist or
no,
any
I do.
Of that.
I hate Jews. Anyway.
I believe in other dimensions. I believe that in a sense it's like different channels. So it's like, you know how if you have a TV,
yeah,
you can decide what channel you want to watch, but the other channels still exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that in a sense there are so many different dimensions out there, but we're just focused on this particular channel or dimension. So that could be an out there one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get. I think the dimension stuff. Could be. I don't get completely lost.
I do
that.
Agree with what you said with like the universe is inside you, whatever. Because, like,
it's
I
kind
think
of
about it like this. Like, you know those movies where people go back in time and people are like, don't do anything different because it'll change? I think that's true. Like, if you do something different, every action has a reaction. So
it's like a kaleidoscope. You move it and everything.
Decisions kind of drive you to where you're going. So it's like you control your universe.
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly.
Yeah, so I agree with that. I don't think that's crazy.
But we're still co-creating it. So though, even though I am in charge of my universe, we're still interacting and our different relationships also affect each other.
What if we're just horny monkeys wandering around on a space rock?
Well, we're both. We're both animals, horny monkeys, whatever you want to call it, and we're also enlightened conscious beings. And that's where like the paradox comes in.
Yeah.
trying to be both. A conscious person and an animal.
What if we're just conscious, though, because you have to have senses to survive, and we're just packaged survival? We're really good at surviving, if you think about it. You have to be able to see and smell for...
Oh, for sure, you know...
Like, what if
we're just amazing
conscious,
at surviving?
What if we're just conscious because, as almost a reaction to, because we can
just
see.
Just survival.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably what most people
I'm not saying
think.
I believe this. I just like to challenge you a little
bit. Well, first of all, in terms of survival, our consciousness at this point, until we evolve, is going to be our downfall. Because what we're doing is we've become very unconscious and forgotten the animal part, and we've treated the planet and each other like shit. So you have wars, famine.
There's always been wars, though.
Yeah, but it's getting to a point, especially with the Earth, that like resources are being depleted. So unless we evolve now and like figure out other methods,
yeah,
we're going to be fucked.
Right.
You know, so yes, our consciousness has taken us so far in terms of survival, but we literally now need to evolve to another more connected level of being, or we're literally going to die out.
Yeah.
So, you know, on one hand, you're right, but it's actually not the best survival at this point, unless we evolve consciously.
I just don't see it. Maybe I'm a pessimist. I don't see the 8 billion people or whatever it is having this huge change of...
I don't know what it looks like.
I don't think so either. And I was going to actually ask you that when Allison was here, because she's the rock star shaman, by the way, just to... get you in on that. But
maybe as humans we're bottoming out and it's time. It
could come to that. It could be where it's like literally almost pre-apocalyptic and people have like to evolve. You know, I don't know what it's going to look like. I hope it doesn't come to... We talked about violence last time. I hope it doesn't come to that, but I don't know.
I have a
people
yeah, she asked feeling it's going to.
She asked me if there was like a possibility of change like that without violence, and I said, I don't think so.
No.
Because that's never been the case.
You go back to monkeys in the jungle. We've killed for resources. It's as natural as...
But that's why we're evolving, not past our animal instincts, but kind of. You're including the fact that you're an animal, but you're also... When you really include those things, you're able to evolve to another place where you're not a slave to those things. If we were all a slave to our animal instincts, girls would be getting raped in the streets. Everyone would be stealing from each other. You know, the other thing, I was talking to Michael yesterday about the same thing, and he was like, he was saying, okay, because he's skeptical. He's pretty open, but he's skeptical. And he's like, here's one of my questions. He's like, you know, if you start thinking like you want to buy a white Volvo, you'll start seeing white Volvos everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they were already there. It's not like...
It's mad true.
So he's like, what if you... Now, because you believe in things like fairies, now when you see like a little light flickering, you're like, oh, well, that's a fairy. Meanwhile, you're only paying attention to that because that's where your consciousness is like focused on. And I was like, and I loved that point, because even though he was saying it in a way that was cynical, it's to me how much the universe within you, that's the thing I'm talking about, where it's like, if you're focused on seeing negative shit throughout your day, oh, the world's against me, you're going to focus on everything that goes wrong.
Yeah.
And if you're focused on the more positive things, that's, you know, more positive things will happen only because that's what you're actually focused on. So for me, you know, he was trying to say it like, what if you're imagining those things? I don't believe I'm crazy. I do not think I'm imagining them. You know, I think for me, it's just these things have always been here, but I was way more closed to it, so I wasn't able to take it in or see it. And I think the more open I become, I'm just able to pick up on these things that were always there.
Okay.
All right.
That's how I see it.
I like that.
The white Volvo.
I don't know what to call it, an analogy or whatever. But I really do like that, because it's very true when you start focusing on things. I've always said that too. Like, if you start off your day, like you stub your toe or spill your coffee or some shit, the rest of your day is pretty much, you could pack that in. It's all fucked up.
But unless you somehow find a way to like you take half an hour, you're like, I'm not going to let this get me. Like, you have to almost work to like transmute that negative energy.
I feel like religion would have to go away to have a mass, because
I agree in many ways.
It's kind of poisoning
the kind of religion we have.
Huge population, the way they think, you know, the old thing of like, we're right, they're wrong.
It's so
too rigid.
I don't want to say hate, but I just... religion to me is so dumb. And that's such like a strong opinion, but it really doesn't make sense to me. Like a lot of things, a lot. And it's like, how come everything we believe in as people, we have, you know, progressed and changed over the years, but this one particular thing.
There's something in our brain that it's like people, you know, you have to give yourself to something. So people either party or they go to church or they build model trains for 8 hours on the weekends. They have to do something. And
it's like a safety.
It fulfills the part of us that want to be a part of something. The sad part is it's just so old, and I think the people that go to church, they put on their nice clothes, they want to be part of a community and have punch with people in their community. That's fine, but as a whole, it's holding us back.
But it's what that represents. It's this deeper thing, which you're kind of saying. It's this need for like safety or structure.
I just think it's like weird that, you know, there's this one, like you have like, this is like I'm just being funny, but like you have 10 choices, 10 religions, pick one. And then that's the one you get. You know what I mean? It's like,
and then you just stick with it.
Like,
because
does this person or whoever know what I believe in? You know what I mean? I could believe in things that are in this book and that book.
I think that's the way to do it, is you're open-minded to all different things you read or hear, and you find what resonates for you.
And all these like little guidelines, like what the fuck are you saying? Like, don't eat meat on Fridays. Like, why?
Well,
like,
that's such a weird thing. The original person who I read the tarot for is Hindu. So he's all down. Stop. So he's all down for like, these are the worst. He's all down for like the deities. Like if I start talking to him about like how I believe that like Kali is a real goddess out there, you know, he'd be into it. But then the moment I say something that's outside of the structure that he was raised in, now I'm crazy.
Right.
I'm like, dude, your deities are just as fucking out there as an alien.
Yeah.
But that's what you was like, oh, that's crazy, because suddenly it wasn't mass believed by the masses. Like, people believe in Jesus, a shitload of people.
Right.
Which I even believe Jesus is an ascended master, not in the way that they, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they could be like, oh, yeah, Jesus, but an alien. Yeah. Like, oh, weird. And I'm like, oh, why? Because you were raised to believe that out there thing? Like, it's, you know, that's the kind of stuff that bothers me. It's like, if everyone believes it, cool. But then if someone has a new idea, it's like, you know, burn them at the stake.
You know who Louis Theroux is? He does a bunch of documentaries for the BBC.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, good stuff. But one of his latest ones is he goes to a mental hospital and just talks to people. I think it's called By Way of Insanity. So it's people that have done crazy violent stuff, stabbed their dad 40 times and killed him, but couldn't stand trial because they have big head problems. And he's talking to them, and across the board, it's impossible not to notice that they are all the most religious.
Wow.
Religion and mental illness go hand in hand like nothing else on the planet. And even if like you're in a mental hospital and you say, you know, like, I talk to God, and like they look at being religious as mental illness behavior. I don't know if that's the right term, but so if you're in there, it's mental illness, but then you can come out in the world and just talk crazy.
Well,
and
that's what's so interesting. It's such like a weird fine line between crazy
what's
and
healthy,
sanity.
Yeah, or what's healthy and
but
what's
that's
just
the balance.
Poison for
I
the
think
species.
That people are just terrified of dying, and they're just
that's
unsure
exactly
of
what
happens.
It is.
So it's like, all right, yeah, I'm not going to talk badly about this because I don't really know what happens.
But
so.
Here's the thing. That's not why I became spiritual, because I used to be atheist, and
well,
I was cool with it.
Spirituality is, I think, healthier than
a religion. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, I don't even
find your own truth. Like, stop just like, don't believe it just because your parents believed it. Like, go out there and seek your own truth. Like, what makes sense for you? You know, that's the kind of stuff that I'm into. By the way, I wanted to go back to this one thing when we were talking about the white Volvos. There's a tarot card in the deck called The World. And the lesson that goes with it is like, abundance is already here. You just have yet to receive it. Do you get what I'm saying? But it's not like outside of you. Like, it's already here. And I almost like it sounds good, but you're like, what does that even mean? But when Michael brought up the white Volvo thing, I was like, that's what it means. Like, those things are already in your environment. It's like you have to change your focus and still work towards it. You can't just manifest it immediately. Like, I want a white Volvo. Boom, a white Volvo's in your driveway.
Yeah, you have to save up.
You have to, like, work for it and, like, yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's what it means. It's like all that is already
here. And you're probably never in reality getting your white Volvo.
Yeah.
That's
New York
really
City.
Sad.
It's fucking expensive to have a car.
Well, we're,
no,
but we're talking other places in
you
the
know
world. In New York City, it could be a bicycle, okay?
A white Huffy.
A white, yeah, exactly.
A white Huffy. Oh, my God.
But it's interesting, you know?
What if a guy rides by on a white Huffy when we're leaving here?
That'd be
and then it,
awesome.
Kate's going to
no,
flip
and then
her
it, no,
lid
then he gets,
about
there's,
Orlov.
There's like
no,
a bike
gets
race.
Hit, fuck, he gets
told
hit by
you.
A white Volvo.
Yeah. Gets run over by a white Mack truck because the guy's praying.
And then we watch them all die,
attention.
But then come back and get resurrected. And oh, you guys yeah. are like, whoa.
You believe in reincarnation?
Yeah, I think when we die, like our vessels, our bodies decompose, obviously, but that your soul, your energy, whatever, keeps going.
Like as a tree? Or like...
I think you could experience life as a tree, but...
I wouldn't want that at all. How boring
I think
is that?
I think it's your choice when you...
I'd be a tree.
I think when you
I
die, you wake
up. I human
up.
Again.
You wouldn't want to be a human again?
I'd want to take like a break.
You're over it? Yeah. You
it's
can.
A,
take
a
break.
It's a slog, man.
No, it's a lot.
Holy God.
It's a lot
can
to
I be a
human.
Tree for... Just stand there? Huh.
I love you're like, I'm going to be a tree, and then you come in and immediately someone takes an axe and just starts hacking at your stomach.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, no, when I think when you die, you actually like wake up to like your true self, your full multidimensional self.
That would be fucking terrifying.
No, it's like, you remember and you're like, oh yeah. And then when you die, I'll already be waiting because I'm a little older and I'll
you guys
like,
record a podcast
and I'm just going to go, told you so. Yeah. We record a pod. I'm like, we have to talk
welcome
about this.
Welcome back to... What's the name of it? Invasion of... I was going to say Blurred the Lines or something.
Ooh, that's a great name, Blurred
going
the Lines.
Going deep with Kate and Scott.
Aw, he's sad.
TBT.
No, we... that needed to die.
It did.
Are those
die.
Episodes out there?
They're
if,
still
if
up.
If you do enough Googling, you can find
oh,
them.
Oh, God, now people are going to look
for
them.
Are they on SoundCloud? I'm going.
Yeah, they're on SoundCloud.
I'm going.
I think I just got in a boyfriend, Eitan, and I was talking a lot about all the great sex we were having. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a really great period.
Yeah, you were just like,
I'm
shut
so glad
up.
You got into spirituality instead of Eitan's cock.
I think cock and spirituality go together. Anyway.
So nothing you're just going to skip over and not...
I do. I don't think it excludes it. Like, I don't think to be spiritual, that's the problem with religion. It's like, oh, you want to be in touch with God? Well, don't masturbate. It's a sin. Don't be this. Don't be
yeah,
that.
Don't
it's
like Jewish, Jewish girl, like a, like, I don't know, people who are like super, I mean, I don't know any of the
Let
terminology.
Me hear. I'm excited to hear
so
this.
Like super Jews, right? The women can't look
that's
at guys.
That's the real problem, the super Jews.
No, but like they can't look at guys, right? Like they can't, like.
Oh, like Hasidic?
Hasidic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Oh,
no,
that's a fucking,
they
don't get me started on Hasidic Jews.
They can't touch.
They can't
other
it's
girls.
Very it's a Hasidic Jews it's a very misogynistic culture.
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare. If you've ever
that
been on
no
a plane
one's really allowed
with
to talk
one of these
about.
Morons, if they're in a seat next to another girl, they have to be moved. So it and it's just like, dude, just she doesn't want to touch you.
It's so weird. My sister told me cuz she went to Queens College and there's like a ton of Hasidic Jews there and she's like some of the girls come into class and they have like those like just I don't know how to explain it, like, you know, like in movies where the girl would get undressed behind this thing, like her silhouette is there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those things like in front of their desk so they can't see anyone but they could hear the teacher taking notes and shit. That's like a lot. Like how, like isn't like the
it's
idea
crazy.
Of religion is to point you in the right direction, but like what is it with all the limitations? It's like taken away from your life. No.
Well, that's part of the new thing that's changing. It's breaking past these old limitations. That's part of the whole new earth that's coming, guys. It's a more free way of living.
Shut up.
So you,
Scott,
what you're
listen,
saying is
you're
no,
cynical.
I know.
You're just a little bit cynical.
Are
but
you
I
am.
I see.
Think
I see the free Scott in there waiting to bust out. I see him.
This is what you always do. You like get the death stare, and then you. The eyes open and they start the point and then you just make me uncomfortable enough that I'm like, yeah, I agree. Thanks. Yep.
Just please stop looking at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, just
Oh, I thought I was looking into your soul. No, I do. I see a really positive, carefree little boy in there that, you know, got a little injured.
His face. Oh,
you're a little closed off, a little cynical.
How could you not be a little closed off at a certain age?
I don't know. I feel like
I
still feel a lot of pain. Like, it's not like I'm immune to how awful it can be here on Earth. But but at the same time, I try to be really positive about it. Like, yeah. What else are you going to do?
Right.
You're going to let it get you down and be like, my life stinks. Nothing ever goes my
that.
Way. I know you're not
that?
Like that. That's like an emo teenager. But like, you have a little bit of cynicism. Where you're like, everything sucks. You have a little bit of that.
I feel like
you.
I'm playing it up for the podcast, though, because it's not interesting. It's like what
you
Nathan
become a Nathan.
Done. Well, you have to. We're entertainers at heart. So if there's something in my mind that is flashing like, all right, this is not entertaining or interesting at all, I feel like
that's
I should be
so
like,
rude.
I should tell Kate to like shut up or that call her crazy.
How's the new Earth not sound interesting?
I don't really even know what the hell that means, honestly.
It's
about coming together and creating a new Earth where we all treat the planet correctly. We have jobs that where we're following our heart. We're not just slogging through life like not like numb, not feeling our emotions.
Yeah, but somebody has to pick up the
Says
garbage.
Who? That's old limitations. Talk about
how do you get the garbage off
thinking.
Manhattan?
We would think of other some. First of all, you could take out your own trash, but then there would be a whole other ways. Like there could be compactors on the street, or like it would be a whole other thing. You are so limited in your ways of thinking. It would be a whole other system. There are other ways to do things, guys.
So you have
that
so basically
work.
Just everyone throw their shit in the streets.
Fire all the garbage.
Is that what I said?
Basically.
No, there would be other systems where it wouldn't have to be as man-made or man-run. Do you know what I mean? There'd
like
be
robots
other things.
Could take them out?
Possibly.
And then you could fuck it.
Then the robots are taking the jobs.
I fucked the trash robot.
I don't like your cynicism, Scott. This is why we don't hang out a lot.
I know. We haven't hung out in a year.
2 years.
Is this the first time
I've
you guys hung out?
Completely okay with it.
Me too.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm like, you're like me. He's like, I'm kidding. I'm like, not me.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No, I hang out with very positive, open people.
That's
for the
terrible.
Most part.
What does that mean? Am I not one of them?
No, you're positive, but you have a lot more cynicism than I'm used to.
You know, too much positivity could do you bad.
I think I play it
I
up.
Don't think
when
I
think
too
I
much.
Play it up when I'm around you, though, to just
balance
play
it or whatever
devil's
you think
advocate
is balancing.
A little bit.
I think too much positivity could be detrimental. I'm serious.
Yeah, but I don't have
if
too much.
If you're only hanging out with your spiritual friends, you
yeah.
guys are jerking off like the fucking
yes,
dimensions.
That's what happens. First of all, I hang out with Rosebud all the time, and she's into this stuff, but she's like one of the gnarliest, coolest, badass bitches. Like,
she's
we're not
great.
Just like, yeah, we're not just like, oh, rape. Like, we're like, fuck this, fuck, you know, like, but there's a positivity to it.
Yeah,
and
I
there's,
enjoy
there's
just
a whole sense of healing and looking at yourself and not just being some fucking...
Hippie.
Limited human that's like, this is the way it is. We're all fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the garbage that's piling up. It's just
is
going
this your impression
downhill.
Of me?
We're back to
that
the garbage.
That was more of an 80-year-old.
Yeah, you
got to
do a little bit more nasally.
You have a bit of an 80-year-old. A bit of an 80-year-old living
What's
in there.
What's going to do with the trash?
You have a bit of it. But if you clearly, if you were all curmudgeon, I wouldn't be your friend.
What was that word?
Curmudgeon. That's it's like a cranky old learn. Guy who's kind of hunched over.
I'm not a curmudgeon.
Like, I said you're not a curmudgeon. You got a all little right. bit of curmudgeon.
I like that word.
Curmudgeon.
It sounds like the old guy in the block who chases the kids off his porch.
Yeah,
exactly
that is.
What it is.
Yeah.
Mr. Curmudgeon.
Mr. Curmudgeon. Guys, spirituality and science is connected. Check out the double slit experiment on YouTube. And
double
then
Deepak, slit.
Deepak Chopra.
Double slit.
Oh, here
this
we go.
Isn't a porno?
Just check it out.
What is it?
Deepak Chopra also just came out with a new book where he goes into the science
is that
behind
a rapper?
Spirituality. Deepak Chopra?
Tupac.
Deepak Chopra on the mic. Yo.
Double slits.
Double slits.
That sounds like a good weekend. A double slit? Double slit what?
Double slit experiment.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, Kate. That
no,
was easy.
Just,
that was
just,
a layup.
It's just that I've heard that joke a million times, so it's hard to laugh at it.
Wow.
That's the first time I ever heard it.
Kate loved that one.
I feel like this took a weird turn. You know when you invite a friend on your podcast and then you find out they're your enemy?
What?
Yeah.
All right. So
it turns out that in a past dimension, we were actually ninja warriors, but that went against each other.
What? Wait, what the fuck are we talking about now?
Well, that was like a joke until you took it so seriously.
How, well, dude, I would not be surprised if, I don't know, ninjas, mermaids.
I believe in ninjas. I believe in mermaids.
Ninjas are real, obviously. Come on. Bruce Lee, he was a ninja.
Okay, there you go. So yeah, but I believe like in past lives, you could have been a ninja. In past life, you could have been a garbage man. Who gives a fuck? It's all life lessons.
I thought garbage men don't exist.
I said a past life, not a future life. Get your shit together.
Sorry. I get them confused. I get the Earths confused. Old Earth, present Earth, and new Earth. New day, whatever. I don't know.
Anyway.
Check out Double Slits and see Pop Rock.
What's that?
I don't know. What was the guy's name?
Oh, Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
How do you know of Deepak? Have you ever heard of Deepak Chopra?
No.
Oh, wow. He's like a very popular, he's like a doctor, but also really into the spiritual world. So he's like, you know, he goes on like the Conan O'Brien show. He was on Oprah a lot. He's like a big speaker.
He's got a Conan spot. Good for him.
Deepak.
He did Type 5.
As like a...
He did all your jokes.
Great.
Deepak or Deepak?
Deepak.
Is that his
Deepak
real name?
Deepak
Chopra.
Chopra. Chopra. Check him out.
I feel like that's a stage name.
Got a lot
name.
Of good shit.
Deepak Chopra.
I don't know.
His name's probably Jim.
No, yeah. Well, he's Indian.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Ooh,
I feel like an asshole.
What's an Indian name? Jaspreet?
Yeah, guys, let's all come up with racist Indian names right now.
Is that racist?
Now,
to end this
now
podcast.
That's a podcast.
Ahmed. I have a friend named Ahmed and Jazdeep.
We had our friend Usama on here. You know Usama Siddique?
I think so.
Oh, he's amazing.
He was really funny.
Ugh, he came at me hard.
He did.
I always invite people who just come fucking at me. Next week, I'm going to have a little less come atters.
Who are you going to bring?
I don't know.
Rockstar Shaman?
I love her.
Yeah,
I feel
course.
Like you love when she's on.
I do.
How do you really feel? Tell us.
She's great.
But like, are you into it or you just think she's hot? She's really pretty.
Both.
Interesting.
Wow.
No, who said it? They were like, we do a podcast together, but we know nothing about each other.
Who said that?
I forget. It was like the last person who was here.
I thought you guys hated Nate. Each other watching the previous recording.
That's just when Nathan's on. We don't hate each other, but
I was like, there's some good tension.
You're the worst.
There's a lot of eye rolling.
Because I feel like Joe gets like tired of a lot of the spiritual talk. Because
it's funny. Nate's funny. He tells jokes and shit, and it's like you piggyback off the jokes, and it's fun. It's a good time. And then it's funny. It's even funnier when you start being like, guys, no, like spirits and everyone's just love everyone. That just makes it even better. It's even funnier.
I think that's why I always challenge you because it's a little funny to
watch me get upset.
Yeah, exactly. Just to be like, maybe the moon is just the moon. And you're like, fuck you.
Well, great. You guys are all bullies. Good to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you put it like that?
No, I react. I'm very reactionary. I've been working on it for a couple years.
It's just a strange thing to be a comedian, which I feel like a part of it is to kind of be a little cynical and to be like, all right, get the fuck out of here if things get... But you're also like a tarot, like...
I'm a healer before anything else. That's the difference. I'm very, very sensitive.
Like on your card, it says healer dash.
No, I don't even have a card.
Writer
I should get a card.
Dash comedian.
/
YouTube star.
No, not on my card, but I consider myself a healer first. Or not even a healer, just whoever I actually am. And I'm very sensitive. I'm dedicated to help. You know,
I think people get in trouble if they're like, I am a comedian. They start acting weird.
Yeah, so I just feel like I also love doing comedy, but I'm a sensitive person. And yeah, like I'm definitely still working on not reacting so much when people are clearly just trying to fuck with me. Like that's something that's clearly, I should calm down more. Like if someone calls me crazy, I shouldn't be like, I'm not crazy. I should just be like, okay, cool. I'm crazy.
Yeah, beat it, dude.
Yeah, because then no one picks on you when
he
you don't give
a fuck. He probably wanted to fuck you anyway.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Like you crazy bitch.
No, because he came in all sweet and was like hugging me and was like, you know, unicorn tits was amazing. And then he said that and I was like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden we were having like a relationship fight and he was like, fuck, didn't expect to get here. Not mentioning names. But yeah, no, I'm working on not being so reactionary, but it's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
I get worked up really easily.
No. See? Right there. Did it. That was easy.
How was the face right there?
I can't help it. And I also have a very expressive face.
You just go, I'm going to work on not... And
okay,
he
let's
just said one
again.
Word
well,
and
let's
you did
try it.
It
again.
Okay, go.
I'm going to work on not being so reactionary.
Kate, warlocks are gay.
I feel that maybe they are, maybe they're not.
There you go. You are dead inside.
Okay, Joe, your turn.
What do you want me to say?
Say something that you know would offend me.
I hate your face. It's one of the worst.
You have
well,
a
that's
shit
just
face.
Ridiculous. He's clearly lying.
I don't know. I say a bunch of things to you that are kind of...
You don't normally try to upset me.
I've never tried to upset you. I've never, like, deliberately tried to upset you.
No.
You get upset by things that I say. That's totally different.
Yeah, but for the most part, I don't. All right, guys, let's wrap this up.
All right.
This has been such a weird...
I gotta go to the bathroom anyway.
I gotta take a dump.
All right. Scott, where can they find you?
Sharpcomedy.com, at sharpcomedy on Twitter. There you go. That's all I got. That's all I need.
Check out Going Deep.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna actually go back and look.
Please don't.
You should. I think
listen to one with Nathan.
I think we had a couple good episodes. I feel like when we had your roommate on,
Elizabeth.
Yeah, I feel like that was the one where the brass in the back was like,
"This is done.
Fuck this podcast.
Pack it up."
Because we just were like, "Yeah, this is Kate's roommate."
I still have like roommates and shit on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was me then.
Yeah, they didn't like you.
I'm just trying. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Like, I think it was everyone. I don't know.
They didn't see your worth yet, Scott, but I see it. A little bit cynical, a little bit curmudgeon-y, but I still love you, and I think you're... I see that bright little boy running through fields.
You're giving me,
so
you're giving me the stare again.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
This is a lot.
I'm sorry. Okay, where can they find you, Joe Santagato?
Just on Twitter, at Joe Santagato. Kate, where can they find you?
Guys, I'm on Twitter, at the Kate Wolf, and I have a show with Nathan coming up July 13th. It's at New York Comedy Club, 7 o'clock, promo code NATEKATE. So go to New York Comedy Club if you want to go to that. And then I have Unicorn Tits July 6th with Rosebud. Also promo code TITS. Yeah, so there we go. And if you want a tarot card reading, hit me up, kwolf27@gmail.com. Let's fucking make your world magical.
Do you ever like pull a card that's like, this person is not smart and gonna die soon, and you just are like, oh shit, I don't want to say that. They're paying me to...
No, that kind of card doesn't come up. I don't read that way. It's more of like a healing session, but... There can be a more intense reading. There are times where I'm like, fuck, this is intense. I can't believe I have to be the one to say it. You know? Like, it would be more like
Like, what would you say?
I see addiction issues, right? So if I get a card like that, I'm like, fuck. You know, I don't... Okay, so I'm like, so you have addict energy.
Yeah.
You know, do you abuse a certain substance or is it more... Because people can be addicted to so many things.
Yeah.
So some people can think, oh, I'm not an addict at all, but it turns out they're working out obsessively at the gym, counting
HBO
calories.
Go for 9 hours on
the Exactly. But they're like, oh, I'm not an addict. You know, so it's like sometimes you have to break to someone that they have addict energy, and that can be intense, especially if someone doesn't want to hear it. And then you get in like a weird combative place that I don't
like. I paid you $10. I just wanted to hear I was going to end up successful. And now we're talking about my drinking.
Yes. And how much anger I have towards my dad.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This is a real scream. And have a good one.
Yeah. You can find Scott on these streets.
Find me on YouTube, please.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?